Proclamation number 5179 of 27th of July, 1951. Many are called, few are chosen. Disciples of the end time. Truly, many are called but only a few are chosen. You, my disciples of the last days, belong to those who are called, who willingly submit to my call and are therefore chosen for a mission which requires complete dedication to me and understanding for their fellow human beings' immense spiritual hardship. I have called you and, since you are willing, chosen you to be my apostles who shall bring the pure gospel to people again. Anyone who is to represent this ministry properly must also have certain abilities to do so, and thus anyone who develops these abilities within himself as a called person can then be cared for by me with the ministry. And so I choose. I do not endow individual favorites with the gifts of the Spirit, but all of you can develop these abilities within yourselves. Hence you are all called to spiritual cooperation, because I need many workers and therefore everyone who responds to my call is acceptable to me. But few make themselves worthy of my call, only a few work diligently on their own education in order to make themselves suitable for what they have to achieve as chosen ones. For again and again I tell you that I do not distribute the gifts of the Spirit indiscriminately to everyone, but that the prerequisites for receiving such gifts have to be present and that this is people's own work to fulfill the conditions which guarantee the outpouring of my Spirit. And this is why I have so few co-workers on earth and also find so little faith amongst people in a working of the Spirit in the human being which gives him extraordinary knowledge and also imparts unusual strength. For only those people can provide this evidence who shape themselves through love such that they allow my direct working within themselves, whom I then choose to testify of me in my strength and glory. Send them out into the world to proclaim my gospel, the divine truth without which no one can become blissfully happy. In order to be able to represent this truth, the Spirit from me is to be active, otherwise the words are without strength and remain without impression. Thus the proclaimer must have established contact with the Spirit spark resting in him, the part from me, with the Eternal Father Spirit, so that the truth conveyed to his fellow human beings is indirectly conveyed to them by me myself and thus can also have an effect on them. Not everyone is suitable for this because, although he is called, he has not shaped himself in such a way that he can be chosen by me for the so urgently needed work of redemption on humanity which is in spiritual darkness. An effect can only be achieved through strength, but you can never expect success if the strength which is supposed to work is missing. And if the spiritual spark in a person is to be awakened to life, then a strong spirit has to be active in order to achieve this. And therefore only chosen people can be expected to be beneficially active, only people awakened by the Spirit can have a powerful effect on people who are still unawakened, but a person who is unawakened himself cannot achieve a spiritual awakening. Many are called, only a few are chosen. Yet not by my will but by people's indifference and unkindness who do nothing to achieve their own revival. However, the ministry of my disciples of the last days requires great spiritual strength, for it involves the salvation of countless souls which live in darkness, and it is a literal struggle for the individual souls which will only be carried out by a person who is in possession of spiritual strength, who constantly receives this strength through my Spirit, which expresses itself in him, thus constantly granting him a supply of strength from me. But for this it is absolutely necessary that the vessel for receiving the strength is in an appropriate state, which requires eager soul work which the human being's will has to accomplish itself. But then he will also be chosen by me for a mission which will be a great blessing for him and his fellow human beings if it is recognized for what it is. As urgent work of redemption for fellow human beings in the last days before the end, in order to save them from ruin before the last end comes. Amen.